Bhagavad-gita, when Arjuna starts making sound with harsh shell, Duryodhana heard and he was afraid. So he could understand that he did something wrong, but why he still continued? He had that feeling that everything is not right. It was written in commentary of the
well, you know,
but why he still continued? He had that feeling.
Well, the thing is, Duryodhana's whole life is centered around animosity to the Pandavas. So one toot of a conch shell is not going to change the whole life projection. He was meditating and trying in different ways his whole life to eliminate the Pandavas, although they are rightful heir to the throne of King Pandu. So he heard the conch shell and he became afraid because he knew what he was doing was wrong in his hard hearts. But he did it anyway because that was his destiny. He already set that in motion. Because knowing that it was wrong, he had one idea about that, one desire to think maybe I shouldn't do wrong. We had 1,000,000,000 desires to do wrong and to act wrong. So one overcame the other. As Krishna says in the Gita, the modes of nature are always competing for supremacy. So knowing something is wrong and thinking it's wrong is a function of discrimination. Discrimination is due to intelligence, and it's intelligence in the mode of goodness. Discrimination is a function of goodness. Passion forces, passion defeats goodness, so you do the action. That's like they say, the devil made me do it. We have a phrase in America, I wanted to be a good boy, but I did bad. They have a phrase in America also, a famous phrase. The path to hell is paved with good intentions. They have a dirt path, they put some bricks in it, pay asphalt paving, make a pucker road. So that path to hell is made pucker path with good intention. Oh, I really wanted to do good, but I did bad. I really wanted to be honest, but I lied. I really wanted to be celibate, but I jumped at every girl I saw. I really didn't want to drink, but I drink every day. I don't want to smoke, but I smoke every day. So you have good intentions, but you still go to hell. So the modes of nature are pushing everyone. So Duryodhana, for a minute he heard, he he saw something, wake up, Jack. Oh, yeah, you're right, I'm sorry. Some people start getting some idea, they start talking crazy, so someone slaps them. Like kids sometimes, they go crazy, I have to give them a slap. They have some tantrum, and they go, all of a sudden, it goes silent. Then you go, listen. You know, that's sort of easy, you can't just. We have a phrase in English, spare the rod, spoil the child. Children and students should be beaten. See the pleasure, like. She's getting ready. She's working her way up. She's going, okay. Then. Fearless. All right. Welcome. Dhanavad. Okay. I don't know what that is.